You're listening to a podcast from Victory. Jesus calls each of us to love our enemies. Know more about this truth in week one of I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That.
We start a new series entitled, I Wish Jesus Didn't Say That. Okay, so nagkaroon na po ba kayo ng moment na napasabi kayo na, naku, sana hindi ko sinabi yun, or I wish I didn't say that. Okay na, yung halimbawa, siguro may harap kayo, tapos crush na crush nyo, tapos sinabihan ka na, uy, I like you. Tapos bigla mong, I like you too. Ah, namalayan mo na lang. Nasabi mo na agad sa kanya. Looking back, I had an experience when it comes to this statement, okay? So naalala ko po nung nasa Los Baños pa ako, when I was still a pastor there, we had this Sunday service that was dedicated for the mothers. Kasi yung date na yon, it was Mother's Day. So ngayon, syempre, Mother's Day, we want to make it special. So we prepared flowers for the mothers and we asked them to stand. Tapos, what will happen is the ushers would approach the mothers, give them that flower, okay, and say to them with a bright smile, okay, Happy Mother's Day. And during that time, I was on stage, I asked the ushers to distribute the flowers. I noticed that there was this one particular old lady at the corner who was walking around, and napansin ko, parang wala yata nakapansin sa kanya kasi walang nag-aabot ng bulaklak. There's no one giving her a rose or greeting her Happy Mother's Day. So, to my parang na-burden ako, I ran to the nearest usher, grabbed the flower, and pinuntahan ko yung Lola. And then sabi ko kay Lola, Lola, Happy Mother's Day po. Sabi, sabay, bigay ng flower, tapos sabi sa akin, ay naku, iho, dalaga pa ako. So, at that very moment, sabi ko, naku, sana hindi ko sinabi yun. I wish I didn't say that. Because obviously, it was a very awkward moment at mukhang napahiya pa sa akin si Lola kasi dalaga pa siya. So, today, we're gonna talk about certain statements that Jesus himself said in the Bible, and these are statements that are very controversial. Okay, in fact, it was those statements are very outrageous that the people are surprised na talaga ba sinabi ni Jesus yun? Tama ba yung nadinig ko? It was so outrageous because these statements are hard to understand. Hindi nila maintindihan, totoo ba? Kaya ba talagang mangyari to? Or, for people, it is something that is unacceptable. Hindi nila mapaniwalaan na para talaga sa kanila o magagawa nila yung sinasabing statement ni Jesus Christ. Okay, some of the statements na pinag-uusapan natin and pag-uusapan natin sa mga susunod na linggo is, una, yung statement na sinasabi niya doon na, sell all you have. So he was talking to the disciples and at the middle of his preaching, he would tell them, you are to sell everything that you have or sell all that you have. So for them, talaga, ibibenta ko ba lahat? So ibibigay ko lahat? On another occasion, there was a time that ang sinabi naman niya, that you will be persecuted. Man ako, akala ko ba when I follow Christ or when I follow God, I would be blessed. Eh bakit persecution yung darating sa buhay ko? So they were surprised about it. It was something that is parang for them, this is out of this world. Ayoko nito. Hindi ko basta-basta matatanggap to. Okay, another statement na pag-usapan din natin in this series is that we are to hate our own family. Aha. Diba? Sino sa inyo, you came here with your family. Eh, yung iba, ayun nang tumaas. I-hate ko rin yung family ko. So, can you imagine, if this is a surprise for you, this is also a surprise for the first audience of this preaching. Kung nadinig nila to, parang this is outrageous. This is something na sana hindi sinabi ni Jesus. Parang totoo ba na sinabi sa atin ni Jesus to? You see, in this series, I wish Jesus didn't say that, we're actually going to talk about lordship. Okay, yung focus natin po is lordship. When you say lordship, it is about making God our master. It's about obeying Him. It's about following Him regardless kung ano yung command niya sa atin, regardless kung ano yung pinagagawa niya sa atin, because we want to trust Him and obey Him. And one of these commands na pag-uusapan natin ngayon is actually something that is outrageous as well. And that statement is, love your enemies. Okay, so yung pag-uusapan po natin today, this is very challenging. In fact, to be honest with you, when I was preparing for this message, me myself, ina-evaluate yung sarili ko, paano ko ba ipipreach tong word na to? Paano ko ba sasabihin sa kanila? Paano ko ba i-explain sa kanila? And as I preach to you this evening, I want to assure you, I'm also preaching to myself. Okay, so, ito yung sinabi ni Jesus, love your enemies. And for us, para mas madali nating ma-imagine pag sinabi nating love your enemies, let's, ano, siguro associate a physical image for that. Okay, so, can you imagine, mag-imagine kayo ng enemy. Okay, tapos yung enemy na yon, para naman madali nating matandaan, lagyan natin ng hat, pink hat, with the label, enemy. Okay, so, yan, baka lipa rin tayong electric fan. So, ngayon si enemy, ilagay natin dito. Kita nyo po ba dyan sa likod? Yan. Ngayon si enemy, imagine niyo, think of a person, an enemy. Okay? And, lagyan nyo na sombrero. And today, pag pinag-usapan natin tong enemy na to, I want you to know that we're not talking about the devil. Okay? So, kasi hindi sasabihin ni God na love the devil. Okay? So, pinag-usapan natin, pag sinabi natin love your enemies, we're talking about people. People who would probably hurt you or people who probably nagalit ka or naiinis ka. And probably for some of you here, you came here kasi tingin mo sa sarili mo talagang mabait ka, wala kang kaaway. You're saying, naku pastor, baka hindi ako makarelate. Kasi wala naman po akong kaaway. Okay, lahat sila talagang bati-bati kami, wala kaming conflict. Okay? You see, pag pinag-usapan natin yung word na enemy, o yung topic na enemy, we're not talking about the people na talagang sobrang galit na galit ka, gusto mo nang punitin pag nakita kayo. Okay, yung gusto mong rearrange, reconstruct yung mukha. Okay, baliktarin yung ilong, mga ganon. So, hindi po ganon. When we say enemy, we're actually talking about certain people that could have probably offended you. So, maybe someone na pinagtripan ka sa opisina mo, sa school mo, sa bahay mo, tapos na-hurt ka talaga sa sinabi nila, hanggang ngayon, dinadamdam mo pa rin. It could probably someone na nakagasgasa mo, nakaaway mo when you're on your way here. Nakaaway mo sa bahay. Maybe yung asawa mo, nagkasamaan pa kayo ng loob. O kapatid mo, yung anak mo, nagkasagutan kayo. So you went here with animosity, with what feelings towards that person. Okay, so masama yung loob mo. That could be an enemy. Okay, it could be siguro a particular person. Siguro yung boylet, yung girlet mo, yung special friend mo. Kasi sabi mo sa kanya, grabe ka, ninakawan mo ko. Ninakaw mo yung puso ko. Diba? So talagang sama ng loob mo. Or probably, ninakawan ka na ng puso, tapos niloko ka pa. Diba? Akala mo, ikaw yung gusto, yung pala yung best friend mo. So, enemy, sama ng loob mo. Or probably, an enemy could actually be a best friend. Okay? Or a friend. You trusted that person for the longest time, tapos, nung nagkaroon kayo ng conflict, pinagkalat yung sekreto mo. Sinismis ka. Or probably, inutangan ka ng sobrang laki, tapos ngayon, pinagtataguan ka. Okay, so enemy. So, pwede rin yung enemy na yan. Let's say you're a businessman. It could be someone na competitor mo. Okay, another business owner. Pero ginagawa niya, lahat ng mga clients mo, ninanakaw niya, inaahagaw niya. Tapos pinapirate niya pa yung best employees mo. Okay, so pwedeng ganon. Pwede rin naman, kapitbahay mo lang. Kasi every morning, you find them na nilalagay nila yung basura nila sa harap ng bahay mo. So, winawalis talaga nila doon hanggang sa tapat ng bahay mo. Pwede rin naman na it could be someone who hurt the person that you love the most. Kaya minsan, pag may mahal tayo, yung mahal na mahal natin yung isang tao, we value that person. When another person offends or hurts that person, tayo, ramdam din natin. Para sa atin, enemy to. Enemy tong taong to kasi may ginawa siyang mali. Hinurt niya physically or emotionally yung mahal ko, yung importante sa akin. Okay? Having said that, and looking at that description, we could actually see that every one of us, or all of us, at one point in our life, meron tayong tinawag or inisip na enemy. And today, we wanna make it as personal as possible to you. Okay? I want you to even think of a real person and put that person in place of this mic stand. Imagine yung taong yun. Talagang yung taong yun na galit na galit ka, yung tao yun na gusto mong balikan, yung talagang na-offend ka. I want you to imagine that person and imagine that person standing here beside you. Imagine ninyo kung anong ginawa niya. And today, as you look at that person, as you imagine that person here beside me, I want you to ask this question to yourself. Is it really possible for a person to forgive or to love his enemies? Ask yourself, is it really possible for you to actually forgive or love your enemies? Or ask yourself, is it really possible for you to love this particular enemy? Yun po yung gusto natin sagutin tonight as we go on with our preaching. And for us to have the answer for this, let's all stand as we read the Word of God. Please open your Bible sa Book of Matthew. In the Book of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 43, it says there, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and on the unjust. 36, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect, as your heavenly Father is perfect." Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for your word. I pray that you would allow this word, God, to be real in us so that we would be able to love our enemies as well. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Please take your seats. Alright, let me give you a background of this passage that we read. Okay, yung binasa po natin, Jesus was speaking here. He was giving a sermon. And this was a segment of his Sermon at the Mount. Okay, so part po to. And he was addressing that sermon to the Jews. So yung audience, imagine this with me. This is a preaching like this. And there's a lot of people who's listening to Jesus and he was talking to Jews. Okay, yun po yung citizenship ng mga kinakausap niya. And when you talk about Jews, the Jews are people who are quite religious. In fact, they abide to certain laws that was written by Moses. Okay, so parang tinuturo sa kanila to ng mga Pharisees, ng mga spiritual leader nila, and it was said to them that this is how you live your life. Okay, you are to behave in such a way and to live your life in such a way according to this particular laws. Okay, so yun po yung mga Jew. Ganon sila ka-strict sa buhay nila. And at the same time, yung setting nung kinausap ni Jesus yung mga Jew was during the time that the Jews were highly oppressed by the Roman Empire. So yung Roman rulers, officials, was actually there in the land of the Jews and they would take advantage of them. Pag may naisipan sila, may pag gusto lang kuhanin, kukuhanin lang nila and the Jews can't do anything about it. In fact, it was the Roman Empire na kumukuha na ng tax. Okay, so ine-extort nila yung mga Jews, kinukuha yung mga finances nila. So they are really being oppressed by the Roman Empire during this time. So ngayon, pag pinag-usapan natin yung enemy, when it comes to the case of the Jews, it's quite easy for us to imagine ang maiisip nila pag nanong sila, sino yung enemy mo? Jew number one. Ha, sabihin niya, it is the Romans. Because of their situation and because of the things that they are suffering enduring. Okay, so ito po yung maiisip nila. And at this very setting, towards this very same people, ito yung sinabi ni Jesus. Sinabi niya sa kanya, love your enemies. So imagine that with me. Imagine the situation when these people heard the very statement na sinabi ni Jesus. For them, I believe it was a great surprise. Nagulat sila. Hindi nila na-take. In fact, I would believe that the reaction of the people was divided. For some of them, maybe na-feel nila they were offended. Kasi, grabe, ito yung gusto mo mangyari, ito nga yung pinagdadaanan ko, ito yung mga oppression na tinanggap ko, ito yung hurt, ito yung pain na dinadala ko ngayon, tapos sasabihin mo sa akin, Jesus, love my enemies, love the Romans. Mana-experience mo ba kung anong pagmamaltrato yung binigay nila sa akin? So, can you imagine, na-surprise sila. Okay, na and the offense sila. At the same time, I believe some of them were actually dismayed. Na dismaya na parang na-frustrate. Kasi, they were expecting a leader who would lead a military revolt against the Roman government. They were expecting someone na talagang strong ang personality, talagang hindi palalampasin lahat ng kalokohan na ginawa ng Roman Empire. So for them, ha? Akala ko pa naman ikaw yung tutulong sa amin para lumaban sa Roman Empire. Tapos ngayon sabihin mo, i-forgive ko yung enemies ko, i-forgive ko yung mga Romans. So frustrated sila. And na-imagine ko, siguro may iba doon nahiya din. They felt ashamed that they were actually there and they invited their friends. Siguro naisip nila, ako naman, sa dinami-dami naman ng ng araw na i-invite mo yung kapitbahay ko, meron namang times na nag-preach si Jesus about prosperity, meron namang time na nag-preach si Jesus about healing, about blessing, bakit ngayon ko pa siya nadala? Kung kailan, love your enemies yung topic. So ngayon, parang kakahiya naman, baka ko nung isipin nila, baka sabihin nila, kulto yung pinagdadalahan ko dun sa kapitbahay ko. So can you imagine the situation in this particular preaching? And in that particular setting, God was telling them and even commanding them, love your enemies. It makes you, tayo, madali nating maintindihan, madali nating ma-imagine, siguro nga magagalit, mapuprustrate, okay, magre-react, parang papalag yung mga Jews na narinig nila yun. But you know what? They have a deeper reason bakit sila pumapalag when it comes to this command. Okay, why? Kasi una, it was against their belief. Hindi taliwas to sa kanilang paniniwala. Because if you would read in the verse that we read a while ago, it says there in verse 43, Jesus said, "You have heard that it was said, you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy." He was actually implying in this statement that there was already a prevailing teaching or knowledge that is being passed down to them that we are to love our neighbor and hate our enemies. So teaching to. Okay? And if you're gonna actually be parang pag-aaralan nyo po yung Bible, there's no such thing in the Old Testament or even in the Book of Laws that says that we are to hate our enemies. Yes, we are to love our neighbor, pero there's no such thing as we are to hate our enemies. But somehow, the teaching that was passed on to them was this. Okay? Love your neighbor, hate your enemies. You see, pag tinignan mo yun, researchers or biblical scholars would actually look into this and they would say that it was actually based on a scripture na na-jumble-jumble, yung na-mash up na lang. One of that was this, Leviticus 19, verse 18. Sabi doon, "You shall not take vengeance or bear a grudge against the sons of your own people, but you shall love your neighbor as yourself." Okay, so tama naman, accurate naman, love your neighbor. But for some reason, this was misinterpreted. The Pharisees thought that when you talk about neighbor, you're just talking about yung kapwa nila Jew. Okay? But when you talk about neighbor, it's actually talking about the Jews and other citizens. Okay? No particular citizenship. And at the same time, they added this scripture that talks about yung mga tao na hindi considered people of God. Okay? In Deuteronomy chapter 23 says there, "Do not seek a treaty or friendship with them as long as you live." Ha? Diba pag tinignan nyo, ha? Eh, ito yung alam ko ever since bata ako eh, where I'm not to associate myself with the enemy. I'm even to hate them. Tapos sasabihin mo ngayon, Jesus, that I'm to love my enemy. So it's but natural na pumapalag sila in their mind. It is but normal na sila hindi nila matanggap readily to kasi it is against their belief. Bakit pa? Kasi it is actually against their common practice. So we're talking about a Jewish culture here, a Jewish community. So kung yun yung teaching para sa kanilang lahat simula nung bata sila. So chances are yung kapitbahay niya, yung barbero nung kapitbahay niya, yung magugupit, taga-manicurista, lahat ng ginagawa nila, ito rin yung practice nila. So they would observe na ako lang yung maiiba, eh lahat sila, ganun yung practice. Kapag may kaaway, I'm gonna hate them. I'm not gonna love them. Okay? At the very least, i-ignore ko lang siya. Hindi ko siya papansin forever. F.O. na kami. Okay? So, friendship over na kami. Pero, hindi ko siya ilalove. But see, God was telling them to do otherwise. God was telling to them, love your enemies. So, ngayon, hindi madaling tanggapin. And of course, I'm sure tao rin naman itong mga to. Tao rin itong mga Jew na to. So, pumapalag din sila sa loob nila. Kasi, no normal human being, kapag sinaktan, ang normal reaction, or kapag na-hurt, normal reaction niya, parang maging mabait. Ang normal retaliation natin, bumawi. I remember there was one time I was driving with my wife. Sa mga tapos, biglang parang may gumitgit sa akin na jeepney. So, talagang sobrang good feeling ko, muntik na kaming mabangga ng asawa ko. Tapos sabi ko, pinustahan ko na matagal. Papip! Mahaba. Sabi ng asawa ko, "Oh, ano na ibig sabihin ng mahabang busina?" Ah, sabi ko sa kanya, "God bless you." Pero di ba, we all know in my heart, pag dinaysa ko yung puso ko, parang sinigawan ko yung driver na yon kasi nakakainis eh, kinata ko. Di ba? Why? Kasi it is in our nature. So ngayon, itong mga tao to, it's natural for them as well na mag-react violently against oppression. And then Jesus would say, love your enemies. Love that particular enemy. Ganun po yung nangyari. You see, if we're just gonna look into ourselves and analyze kung ano yung nangyari dun sa situation with the Jews and Jesus, we're no different to these Jews. Because we ourselves, pumapalag din po tayo when it comes to this command, love your enemies. We have our enemies. Diba, na-define na natin kanina, napa-imagine ko na sa inyo kung sino to. Sa isip nyo, may pangalan pa nga to eh. Pero bakit pa tayo pumapalag? Because we are meant to think that way. Ganun po tayo mag-isip na. We are taught to think that way na kapag may nakaharap tayong enemy, we're gonna deal with them by revenge. Maybe not directly, but by example. Just, misa nakikita mo sa bahay mo. Ba sino sa inyo na nakakita na kayo ng conflict sa bahay nyo? Ah, hindi pa. Okay, so padalaw naman sa bahay nyo minsan. Diba? When there are conflicts, there are actual disputes inside our home. Diba? And when we see those things, automatically, yung conflict mo, it becomes a momentary enemy. The question now is, how do you treat that enemy? How do you respond to that opposition? Do you respond by attacking that person? Or do you respond with love? Diba? When the kid, your kids see you, yung mga parents dito, would they actually see you responding in a good way? Hindi rin, di ba? Kasi minsan, meron tayong mga naipapasa sa kanila unconsciously. Ah, siya yung may kasalanan, siya yung maunang lumapit. Ah, siya yung mag-sorry kasi siya yung may kasalanan eh. Hindi ka willing lumapit sa kanya or to be reconciled. In fact, hindi lang sa bahay natin, minsan nangyayari na extend sa school. Eh, naku, si Junior! Alam mo ba, si Junior, alam mo, ipanganay kita, pero si Junior natin, na-bully sa school. So talagang pinagtripan, abangan nyo sa kanto. So, yung mga kapatid, yung mga bros kong kapatid, yung mga kuya, nandun sa kanto, inaabangan, kasi re-resbakan yung nang-bully sa kapatid. Diba? Kasi ang motto namin sa pamilya, we don't get mad, we get even. Huh? Diba? An eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth. Yung talaga mga dami yung sinasabi, kasi gusto nyo lang bumawi. Now, when we look at our society, even in our social media, it is very evident that it's in the heart of people. Revenge. Diba, makikita mo sa Facebook, ang daming nang babash. Diba? Nagsasabi ng mga negative things about certain people, even in the government. Sabihin nila na, ito, negative, negative, negative. Ang dami nilang sinasabi. Diba? Why? Because in their hearts, they were offended, they were hurt. And it's their natural tendency to retaliate, to get revenge. Not to love their enemies, but to hate their enemies. In fact, pag tinignan nyo po yung culture natin, yung mga bumebenta, laging may kinalaman when it comes to hating our enemies. Look at our mga teleserye, mga telenovela po natin. It would always be a typical story of a particular person na aping-api, lagi nilang aping-api kasi mahirap, tapos biglang yayaman. Tapos sasabi, ah, mayaman na ako, babawian na kita. Di ba? Maghihiganti ako. Laging ganun yung kwento, di po ba, sa mga Filipino movies natin? In fact, hindi lang po sa Pilipinas yan. If you're gonna look at the top 10 grossing movies of 2014, ito po yung pinaka, sabihin, top grossing, pinaka mabenta. Pa-flash ko lang na mabilis. Check nyo kung napanood yung isa dyan. Okay? So, ito po yung pinaka mabenta. Pero pag tinignan nyo po yung mga movies na yan, at one point in that particular movie, the theme was revenge. Kahit pa Big Hero 6 yan, Walt Disney movie na yan. And they will still say that it is still about a boy who wants to take revenge for the death of his brother. Eh, Walt Disney na to, pang bata na to. Bakit pinanonood? Kasi relate na relate tayo. We don't want to be defeated by the enemy. We want to take advantage and parang mag-retaliate sa enemy. Ngayon, yung pinakasikat ngayon, recently, yung The Fast and the Furious. But the reality is, it's still about revenge. About someone pinatay or nasaktan yung kaibigan nila, yung considered family nila. Now, this band of brothers, this group of men, are taking revenge towards that person. And why are we watching it? Why are we buying it? Why? Because we can relate. Because deep in our hearts, our motto, our inclination is not to love our enemy, but to hate our enemy. but I want you to know, in the same way that Jesus was speaking to the Jews during that time, God is speaking to you tonight. And God is telling you, we are to love our enemies. Kasi, ayaw natin na dumating pa sa point na para tayong bata, na pipilitin pa tayo, yung ipapwesto pa tayo, wala ka ng choice kundi ilove yung enemy mo. Nagawa niyo na ba to? O nagawa na ba sa inyo to nung bata kayo? Diba? Parang, eh kasi nag-away kayo ng kapatid mo, ayan. Sinuot kayo sa isang t-shirt hanggat hindi kayo nagbabate. Diba? So, we don't want to get in that place na si God mismo, no choice ka na, kasama mo na habang buhay yung kaaway mo. Okay? For some of you, you're thinking like that, "Ako, Lord, siguro ganito nga, kaya siya na pangasawa ko. Habang buhay ka na kasama yung enemy ko." Diba? Guess what? God is telling you and me that we are to love our enemies. That is not just a suggestion, that is a command. Okay? We are to love our enemies. Okay? Sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, love your enemies. Yan. Yung ibang mag-asawa, sabi nila, I love you. Kasi you're my enemy. Now think with me. Why would God command us to love our enemies? Have you ever wondered that? Bakit kaya kailangan pang i-command ni God? Bakit kailangan pang iutos sa atin? Bakit hindi parang sinuggest lang? Bakit command pa? You know why? Because it was commanded, otherwise we will not do it. Kung hindi niya i-command, hindi naman natin gagawin naturally. Kasi yung inclination nga natin is to hate our enemies eh. The Bible says in Matthew 5:44, "But I say to you," it's like saying, "I'm commanding you, love your enemies." Clearly, it is pertaining to something that is serious, something that is important. Kinumand eh. Diba? Nung bata tayo, we were, ang tendency natin is manood ng TV over mag-aral. Diba? Meron po ba dito ang hobby nyo mag-aral? Ay, walang magawa, mag-aral nga. Anong bata tayo? Hindi, manunod tayo ng TV, magpe-PlayStation tayo. Para sa inyo, yung iba dyan, hindi PlayStation, magpa-family computer ako, Nintendo. Oh, yung iba sa inyo, Game Boy. Okay? Iba, brick game lang. So, mas gusto natin gawin yun. Pero, pag kailangan mag-aral, kasi alam na magulang natin, kailangan mag-aral, guess what? Anong gagawin nila? Sabihin mo na, "Anak, please na, mag-aral ka na." Hindi, di ba? What they would do is, they would command you. Okay? Pag matutulog ka na, pag gabi na, di ba gusto mo pa rin maglaro? Talagang, laro ka ng laro kung ano pang ginagawa mo sa buhay mo. Tapos sabihin na magulang mo, "Oh, tulog na. Anak, ano, sleeping time na." Pero ayaw mo pa rin. Guess what? They would command you, "Tulog na. Or else." Ha? Huh? May or else na. Susunod ka naman. Now that we are adults, aren't you grateful they commanded you? Aren't you grateful pinilit ka nilang mag-aral? Aren't you grateful pinilit ka nilang matulog para lumaki ka? Yung ba sa inyo nagsisisi, hindi nyo sinunod yung magulang nyo, ano? Pero grateful tayo, pinatulog tayo kasi buhay pa tayo. Okay, yun yung consolation natin. Pinatulog tayo ng magulang natin. And you know why they did that? Pwede namang hindi i-command eh, pero kinumand nila. You know why? Because they know that it is best for you. The same way with loving our enemies. We may not be able to logically fathom bakit kailangan kong i-love yung enemies ko. But I want you to know, God knows what is best. And since He is commanding us to love our enemies, then we could actually conclude that it is for the best. Hindi mo siguro naiintindihan ngayon, but I promise you, sooner or later, maiintindihan mo rin. But today, God is commanding us, we are to love our enemies. Okay, bakit na kinuman? Bakit na sinabi na kailangan mong mahalin yung enemies mo? Why? Kasi it will evidence that we are children of God. It will evidence that we are children of God. The Bible says, "So that you may be sons of your Father who is in heaven." It's not telling us na kapag nilab mo yung enemy mo, masasave ka. Okay? Hindi niya sinasabi na prerequisite. Para masave ka, mahalin mo yung mga kaaway mo. What it is saying is that since you are saved, since you are considered a children of God, or children of God, we are to love our enemies as a response. Okay? Hindi niya sinasabi na pagka nagmahal ka ng kaaway, magkakaroon ka ng salvation points. There's no such things. He was saying, because you are saved, now you are capable. Now you are empowered. Now you have the ability to love your enemies. Okay? Yun po yung ine-explain. Yun yung sinasabi ng scripture na binasa natin. And since that is the case, we ask ourselves, if we are claiming salvation for our family to know more about God, how do we handle our conflicts? How do we handle the disputes in our home? Because the moment magkaroon ng conflict, chances are, magpo-fall siya dun sa kategory natin kanina, enemy. Ngayon, when the people look at you, when your children look at you, when your parents look at you, because you're someone who's professing that you're a Christian, would they actually see an evidence that you're actually a Christian? That they're actually a child of God? That in your life, it is evidenced. Okay? Because of how you treat your enemy. How you treat that person na ka-conflict mo. Because if we are really people who are followers of God, it would be evident. Obvious. Obvious sa atin on how we treat the enemy. Okay? It may apply to your campus, your reason your campus, pero paano kung terror yung teacher mo? Are you bad-mouthing that teacher behind their backs? How about in your office? Kapag masyadong stricto, masyadong mean yung boss mo, what do you do? What do you say about them? How we treat these people, how we respond to our enemies, will reflect kung totoo ba yung salvation, kung totoo ba na clear sa atin yung salvation na binigay sa atin ni God. Because sabi ko nga kanina, okay, loving our enemies will evidence that we are the children of God. As we read, sabi doon, for if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors, sila po yung considered heinous criminals, okay, worst of sinners during that time, do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles who are considered not people of God do the same? So basically, tinatanong lang nito, kung yung the rest of the people in your home, the rest of the people in your house, or probably in your office, in your campus, are doing the wrong things, they're hating the enemy, their enemies, ang tanong, anong pinagkaiba mo sa kanila? Are we even different to these people? Are we responding in a different spirit? Because God is saying, if you are truly my children, you would love your enemies. Okay? It is an evidence. That's why it is being commanded to us. You see, I want you to see that God has a big purpose for you. God wants to save those people as well. God wants to experience God's love as well. Gusto niyang maramdaman niya na totoo rin yung Diyos. And guess what? He's gonna use you. He is using you. That is why God is commanding us to love our enemies. Okay? And lastly, God commands us to love our enemies because it will show that we love God. It will show that we love God. Sabi sa John 14, if you love me, God speaking here, you will keep my commandments. Obviously, sa sinabi na natin kanina, loving our enemies is a command. But if we are to obey this, we are actually saying, I love you, God. Kasi obedience is an expression of our love to Him. When kami po nung asawa ko, Nietzsche, what we love doing is watching movies or mga series at home kapag wala pong pasok. So minsan, nasa bahay kami, tapos minsan pag nanonood kami at the climax already, yung pinakamagandang part sa movie, minsan dumarating po sa point na talagang yung, ayan na, mananalo na yung bida. Tapos biglang sasabihin sa akin yung asawa ko, honey, kuha mo naman ako ng tubig sa baba. So parang, tas ako medyo kumara, hindi ko nang dinig. Honey, kuha ka naman ng tubig sa baba. So ngayon, as much as I want to watch kung ano mangyayari sa movie, di ba, I would obey. I would follow my wife. Kukuha ko ng tubig, hindi dahil talagang gustong-gusto ko lagi, nai-interrupt ako sa movie. Gustong-gusto ko lagi na yung hindi ko nakikita kung ano mangyayari dun sa ending ng movie. I'm doing that because I'm obeying my wife because I love her. The same way with us. If we are declaring that we love God, then it would be reflected in our obedience to Him. When we obey God, when we love our enemies, we're actually saying, Lord, I love you. I'm gonna love these people anyways. Okay? God is telling us that we are to love our enemies. Itong enemy na to, mamahalin nyo. Ngayon ang tanong, probably for some of you, you're hearing me, but you just know hindi mo ma-reconcile sa puso mo. Maybe for some of you, you're saying, eh, Pastor, hindi mo naman ako naiintindihan eh. Yes, I know you are telling me to love my enemies, but you don't know my situation. Hindi mo kasi kilala tong enemy na to eh. Itong enemy na to, teacher ko yan. You know, without valid reason, binagsak ako sa subject, and because of that, it cost me my graduation. Hindi mo naman sasabihin mo sa akin, love that enemy. Maybe for some of you saying, eh, hindi mo naman kilala, Pastor, yung enemy na yan. Yung enemy na yan, yung kaibigan ko, nangutang, ang laki-laki. Tapos ngayon, tinataguan ako. Hindi mo alam kung gano'ng kalaki yung nawala sa akin. Tapos ipo-forgive ko, gano'n na lang, forgive, ano lang, let go na lang, love na lang. Maybe for some of you, we're talking about, pag tinignan mo ito, makikita mo yung boyfriend mo, o yung girlfriend mo. Eh, Pastor, hindi mo alam eh, binigay ko sa kanyang lahat. Sinamba ko na nga eh. Nag-o-offer ako lagi ng flowers. Pero, iniwanan ako eh. Pinagpalit ako sa iba eh. Matapos kong ibigay lahat, buong-buo. Maybe for some of you, that enemy, that particular enemy is that person who, yung misis mo. Eh kasi, yung asawa mo, mahal na mahal ko to eh. Binigay ko nga sa kanyang lahat, nagkautang-utang nga kami sa wedding namin eh. Tapos nangaliwa, slalab ko. Eh lalo nang hindi ko ilalab yung kalaguyo niya. Eh, enemy ko yun eh. Eh, Pastor, yung enemy na yan, eh yan yung bumuntis sa anak ko eh. Sinabi ng huwag, tinuloy-tuloy pa rin nila. Ngayon, buntis. Kung hindi nga lang yan, tatay nung apo ko, sagasaan ko yan. Enemy. Tapos ngayon, sasabihin mo sa akin, love your enemy. Eh, yung enemy na yan, ano mo ang ginawa niyan? Because of that person, I lost a loved one. Because of that person, namatay yung mahal ko sa buhay. So, how dare you ask me to love my enemy? How dare you ask me something like that? Hindi mo, Pastor, naiintindihan yung pinagdadaanan. Hindi mo alam kung gaano kabigat, gaano kalaki yung ina-ask mo sa akin when you tell me that I should love my enemy. Allow me to speak to you if that is you. To be honest with you, hindi ko po talaga naiintindihan kung gaano kabigat, gaano kalaki yung ina-ask sa inyo ni God when He tells you love your enemies. But one thing I know, I may not know kung ano yung gravity ng pain na dinadala nyo ngayon, but our God, Jesus knows. That is why, if we are to really fulfill this call, this command that God is telling us to love our enemies, the only thing that we could do now is to look to Jesus. Look to Jesus and understand God's love for His enemies. You see, pag tinignan kasi natin si Jesus, we would see that He is the only one who could empathize with us. Because when He came from heaven to earth to live with us, He was the one who was rejected the most, more than anyone. Imagine mo yun, He came here to save us. Upon entering Jerusalem, He was welcomed. And then after weeks, He was being persecuted. They pronounced death to Him. What a rejection. After discipling a bunch of nobodies to become His disciples, at the very moment that He was in need of companion, they all abandoned Him. They were not there for Him. That's rejection. If you feel like you're rejected, God is even more rejected. If you feel like there were certain offense that you had to endure, sobra na to, parang aping-api naman ako sa pinagdaanan ko. Guess what? Jesus was more offended than anyone. When He was here on earth as a human, He had to endure physical pain. He had to endure mocking of people. On His way to the cross, He was blindfolded. Tapos when He was blindfolded, the Roman soldiers would punch Him. punch him over and over, and they would ask him, "Sige nga, if you are the Son of God, if you're really God, sabihin mo nga kung sino yung sumuntok sa'yo. Sabihin mo nga sa'yo kung sino nag-spit sa'yo ngayon." That was such mocking. That was such insult and offense. When he was at the cross, people were hurling insults to him, saying to him that if you're really the Son of God, save yourself. Bumaba ka nga dyan. Can you imagine that? The God that we have being insulted like that. Makikita natin kapag mga pictures of Jesus on the cross, that's amazing. Laging may lumilipad na tela to cover his private parts. But in reality, there was no such thing. That means the death that he had to endure was very shameful. It was very offensive. It was very hurting emotionally and mentally. But he endured that. Sabi mo, nasaktan ka physically, guess what? Jesus endured more. He had to be scourged, whipped so many times. He had to sweat blood because of his torture at the cross. He even had to be nailed. He endured more than we could ever imagine. So today, I may not be able to relate to you. I may not be able to understand your suffering because of this particular enemy. But God knows. God understands. And God can relate. Because He Himself endured such pain from His enemies. And you ask yourself, why would God go through all these things? Why would God have to endure such pain and trials in His life? You know why? He did that because He chose to love His enemies. He did that because He said to Himself, pwede ko namang kidlatan itong mga to. But at the end of the day, I would choose to love them. I would choose to respond differently. These enemies, the Bible says, is none other than you and me. In Romans 5, for one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person, one would dare even to die. But God shows His love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since therefore we have now been justified by His blood, much more shall we be saved by Him from the wrath of God. And in verse 10, it says there, for if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of His Son, much more now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by His life. Kanina, I asked you to imagine the person who would wear this enemy hat. Diba? Kainis. Pag na-imagine mo, parang gusto mong payukutin yung mukha. Diba? Lukutin yung mukha. But the Bible says, this hat, this enemy hat, hindi lang po siya yung nagsusuot. The Bible says, at one point in our life, all of us have this hat. And it's not just saying enemy, the label is God's enemy. Because at one point in our life, maybe for some of us, it's that this very moment that we are sinning against God, that we are doing the very things that offends God, that we are doing the very things that grieves the heart of God. Yung sa tingin mo, yung mga kasalanan na ikaw lang yung nakakaalam, yung kala mo, secret din kay God yun, hindi secret kay God yun, hurt na hurt nga siya dun eh. And because we did that to Him, guess what the Bible says? That we are His enemies. Ganon katindi. Harap-harapan natin ginagawa sa Kanya. Harap-harapan tayo nagiging kaaway ni God. But because God so loved you and me, God said, you know what? Yes, we are His enemies. But I would love this person anyway. I would consider him my son. I would consider him my daughter. Church, I want you to know that God loves you so much. God loves you so much. That's why He is willing to love you, even if you are His enemy. And if we will just be able to understand that, kung magiging real lang po yun sa puso natin, only then, can we actually love our enemies. So my hope is that I would leave this thought in your mind when it comes to loving our enemies. That because God loved me, I can love my enemies. Because God loves us, we can show love even to our enemies. Today, I believe God is challenging you. Will you respond? Will you accept this command that God has for us? Will you love your enemies? Today, we ask this question. Okay, Lord, I'm gonna love my enemy. Pero paano? You know what? The first step that we can do is turn to forget. Even before we pray, even before we befriend this enemy, even before we bless that person or do good things to that enemy, you know what? The best expression of love is signified by our forgiveness to that enemy. Will you forgive? Will you forgive? You know what, church? I do believe God loves you so much. He doesn't want you to suffer any longer. That is why God is asking you, release that forgiveness. Choose to love your enemy. And I believe that moment of freedom, that moment of being free is today. For some of you, you've been carrying in that pain, that grudge, that bitterness towards this enemy for the longest time. But today, I believe God wants to free you. God wants to release you. The question is, would you give it up to God? Would you release it to the Lord? Let us pray. Lord, thank you, God, for reminding us, God, of your love. Thank you, God, for allowing us to realize, God, that we were once your enemies. We were once the enemies, God, that are hurting you, that are doing the bad things towards you. But thank you, Lord, that in spite of being your enemies, you chose to love us. You chose to show mercy on us, and you chose to save us. And today, we ask for your grace. For the people, God, that hurt us, in the same way that you said in your prayer, God, that, Lord, we ask for your forgiveness as we forgive those who sinned against us. Lord, today, Lord, we ask for forgiveness for harboring this unforgiveness in our hearts. And today, give us the grace to forgive as well those who've hurt us. In Jesus' name. I want to pray for a particular group of people. I believe today, as we hear the preaching of the word, God has been nudging and speaking to some of you. I think a lot of you in this room, because God has been revealing to you that you are to forgive this particular enemy, this particular guy, this particular person who hurt you. I don't know what exactly that hurt was, but God knows, and God's saying, my son, my daughter, I want you to be free. Will you choose to forgive? I know it's hard, but by God's grace, you can do it. With all heads bowed down, all eyes closed, no one looking around. If that is you and you're saying tonight, Lord, because of your grace, I will choose to forgive. I will forgive this person. Please raise your hand if that is you. I want to pray for you. Yes, I see those hands. Many hands are raised. Just raise them up. You're humbling yourself before God, not to me. You're saying, Lord, I'm grateful to your forgiveness, so I will forgive. I would love my enemy. Yes, many hands are raised. For some of you, you're still struggling. I want you to be free. Raise your hand. Accept God's freedom. Yes, I see those hands. Yes. Now, if you're raising your hand before I pray for you, will you utter this prayer before God? Declare it before Him that you are forgiving that person. Say it. Verbalize it. Whisper it to yourself. Say the name of that person. Lord, I'm choosing to forgive this person. Say the name. Come on, pray now to God. Just talk to Him. Lord, you know exactly the pain that these people had to endure from these enemies. But today, I thank you, God, for your grace is upon them, God. And today, we are choosing to forgive whoever these enemies are. And right now, today, we are receiving, God, your freedom. We are receiving your release, God, from anything that holds us back from experiencing the fullness of life that you have for us, the fullness of love, the fullness of relationship, God, that you have stored for us. Lord, today, thank you, God, for this breakthrough of being free from this bitterness.